USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Newsmax TV Monday let the Biden administration have it for destroying the once safe U.S.-Mexico border and destruction of America's energy independence.
They're destroying our country, and the company Burisma, you know what Burisma is, we're making them rich, and we're becoming less and less energy independent, and within 3 or 4 months we won't be energy independent. It's a very, very sad thing, and then the border, you look at that, it's incredible to watch.
Fire burned through a Rockland County, New York assisted living facility, leaving multiple residents injured. Flames broke out inside the Evergreen Court for Adults just after 1 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Multiple fire departments were called to the scene. One firefighter was trapped inside the burning facility for some time, but was able to escape. The 200-bed facility is about 25 miles north of New York City along the Hudson River. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
The Bible is under attack. Some countries even ban it. And in the United States, laws are being proposed to limit biblical values in society. Just last year, California's governor even banned private Bible study groups in homes. It's frightening. Now, Greg Kelly Reports investigates the growing movement to ban the Bible in American life. Watch Greg Kelly on Newsmax TV tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the real dangers to Christians and how they're fighting to protect the Bible. You won't find this on any other networks. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. Check your cable guide or call them to get Newsmax. Or get it free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, or Amazon Fire. And smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. Plus, you can download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch us anytime, anywhere. So find out about the growing danger to your Bible freedom. Watch Newsmax TV's Greg Kelly tonight.
Some of the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill is making its way to help hunger. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Ag Department is increasing the federal program that aims to curb food insecurity in families. SNAP is getting $3.5 billion from the massive stimulus package. In a statement, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack saying the agency is committed to fighting food insecurity during the COVID-19 pandemic.
In the United States, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, is a federal program that provides food purchasing assistance for low and no income people. The U.S.-Mexico border is in dire straits as the Biden administration is attempting to hide their plan. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
The most astonishing part of it is the Biden administration is enforcing a total blackout on the press. And the Biden administration wants to hide from the crisis that is unfolding on the southern border.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
10 people were killed in a shooting at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado on Monday, including one police officer. Boulder Police Chief Maris Harold reads the names of the victims.
I'm going to read the names of the deceased. Denny Strong, 20 years old. Nevin Stadinsky, 23. Ricky Odds, 25. Trelona Barkanoviak, 49. Suzanne Fountain, 59. Terry Liker, 51. Officer Eric Talley, 51. Kevin Mahoney, 61. Lynn Murray, 62. Jody Waters, 65. Our hearts go out to all the victims killed during this senseless act of violence.
Colorado Democrat Governor Jared Polis.
The simple question, why? Space to support those who made it out of the grocery store with their lives, or with lifelong scars that we cannot see. Space to celebrate the 10 lives that were lost yesterday. And we need the fortitude to carry on. We will hold the evildoer responsible to the full extent of the law for his actions. And we will always remember the victims of the King Soopers shooting.
King Soopers has a strong anti-gun policy telling all customers to leave their guns at home. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.